gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Podcasting from Washington, D.C., the heart engine of the entire world, this is Stacey J. Sounding Off, a weekly podcast about a single woman's journey to finding and keeping her happy in a world that idolizes marriage and caters to twos. Hosted by the smart, sassy, and unapologetically candid Stacey J. Johnson.
All right, everybody, this is going to be my part two of my talk with Don Massler, who is a master of science. And our last chat was about the brain, sex, and falling in love. And this next part, part two, is the brain, sex, and dating. All right, here we go. Don Massler.
Somebody that you feel like this could be somebody, he's got all the things I want. He doesn't have the deal breakers that I don't want. This is somebody I could spend the rest of my life with. Then you make that decision. But in the meantime, just enjoy it. Don't put so much stress on yourself. The problem is that part of your brain, the amygdala that shuts down, that sounds the alarm, is in high gear when you're dating. So one of the things that you can do is to actually use self-care things, a massage, meditation actually shrinks the mass of the amygdala and decreases stress as much as you can, and then have fun with the dating and not put the stress on trying to make the decision.
Exactly. And ladies, I promise I did not pay her to say date multiple men because, Dawn, I know you know already, I have a book called Date Girl, 143 Reasons Why I Believe Women Should Date Multiple Men. So I know they're like, okay, Stace, wait, that really rolled into what she was saying really easy. Did you guys talk? No, she really believes it. You got to date more than one guy to get to the one, because first of all, most of you ladies, and you know we've gone through this, we don't even know what we want. We don't even know what we like. We know what we think we like because of what we have positioned ourselves in our minds to believe, but do we really know what we like? So dating is a way, just like Dawn said, to get to know yourself and position yourself to even know what you want. Have fun. That takes the stress off of it right there, right, Dawn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, before we go, I have one more question. Some of the ladies I speak to, they always say, who I'm attracted to is not attracted to me. What is happening with, like, is there something, I know we said there's a something happening in your brain with falling in love, and we went through all of that, okay? So what's happening, or is there something happening with this whole attraction thing? So what's going on? Is there some type of science with attraction? Because my attraction
Absolutely.
Level had changed. Okay, what's yeah. happening with that?
Well, we're attracted to a combination of opposite and familiar. So what you're attracted to, you know, you've got like a certain pattern. Oftentimes if you had a good relationship with your dad, you're going to tend to be attracted to someone who's similar to your dad. We tend to be attracted to somebody if we had a good relationship to our opposite sex parent. And unfortunately, sometimes even if we had a bad relationship, they can have those characteristics. So familiar could be dysfunctional. You know, so like dad's an alcoholic. Next thing we know, our boyfriend's an alcoholic. How do we do this again? And that's because of familiarity. But once we understand those patterns, that's subconscious. Once you become more conscious of it, and then you make a conscious decision of what you really want, you can override some of those subconscious factors. So for you, you felt like you had to have certain characteristics like tall, but you did some more work on yourself, I'm assuming, and you made other choices that were more important, which overrode the superficial part of being tall. You wanted something else that was more important. And so when you found that in the person, you were able to go, oh, height doesn't really matter.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. I can tell you, I did do a lot of work on myself. That's how I kind of ended up on this side of the whole trying to figure out healthy relationships and traveling and speaking to women all across the country and even taking in that knowledge. So lots of work on yourself. So ladies, it seems like Dawn is saying it's okay to change your mind about different things that you want, but you have to do the work and you have to become more conscious, Dawn, of the choices you're making.
Yeah.
And you have to look at these things that have possibly these familiarity. Maybe if it's your father in a good way or it's your father in a bad way, or even just not your father.
Initial,
what are some other things? Yeah.
Well, initial attraction is subconscious. And then once you feel that attraction, then you have to filter that through your conscious. Often some women will just go with the subconscious. They get the tingle and they start running with it and they don't even filter it. Next thing you know, and they're in a bad relationship with somebody who's like, you know, the wrong person to be attracted to because they're doing it from a subconscious manner. So we have to take that pause. We have to go, is this really the person I want to be with? The other thing that you said, I want to address real quickly, is that the women that are attracted to the guys that are not attracted to them, that's yes. something I call the possum effect. So a guy is normally going to want to chase. He needs to chase to build up that dopamine for him to be to fall in love. So one of the things that will happen is that a woman is really attracted to the guy, and she like basically runs up. And I call it the possum effect because a predator will chase a possum, will chase it in any animal, and he'll start chasing him and be excited. Yeah, I'm going to get this. I'm going to get a good meal. And then anything else except the possum stops, falls over. Why doesn't the predator eat the possum? Because there's a small part of his brain, the subconscious part of his brain, that says something's wrong. Something's wrong here. This should not be happening. Back up. Go away. You know, the fear kicks in. It's too easy. This is too easy. Something's wrong. So men have the same thing. If a woman makes it too easy for him, there's a part of his brain that goes, wait a minute, this is too easy. She's the prize. She should not be falling out in front of me. She should not be coming over my house at midnight. This is too easy. You know, I should be working for this. And if he's not really feel like he's working for it, he doesn't build up the dopamine. And next thing you know, he just wanders off.
Wow. And on that note, oh, my gosh. Okay. I think that's enough. Ladies, I think we have it. My mouth is open, and I'm telling you, it's on the floor. And the great thing about this is, what's interesting is, we've been told, hold out, let him chase. Don't give in too easy. But what I think, Dawn, is great about what you are doing is you're giving us the science behind it and mm-hmm. what exactly your brain is doing, which then makes it not something that's more subjective, like somebody's just telling me, no, you just don't want me to have sex with him, Mom. You know what I'm saying? Or you
exactly.
Just want me, exactly. You're giving us the, no, your mother was right. She probably didn't even know why she was right. But you're giving us the science behind it, and that's why I think it's so genius and such a blessing that you said yes to being on my show today. Thank you
when
so
I did
much.
The now, TEDx talk, uh-huh. I was going to say, when I did the TEDx talk, I ended with my grandmother was right.
I remember that. She absolutely was. She was, but you're giving us the facts behind it.
Yes.
Which makes
yes.
us go, yes, we cannot do it. We got to stop it, ladies, stop it. So, Dawn, I know people are going to want to connect with you outside of the show. Please give us your own social media, your Facebook or your Instagram, and then your website.
Okay, I'm Dawn Masler, DawnMasler, .com is my website. Dawn Masler on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, and I kept it easy, Twitter. So just my name on all of those. And I've also had the devotion test that we didn't even get a chance to talk about. And that's devotiontest.com if they want to check that out. That's a way for a woman to verify that a man is in love and committed with her. We're still in the
Hold on. I want to spend a moment on that. Tell me about that because I may make that another section of the show for you just to make sure they get that. Tell me about the devotion test, Dawn. What is that?
Okay. What we found is that love and commitment has a physiological effect on men. I should kind of explain a little bit of what that effect is. Well, we can actually trace that effect in a test, like almost like a pregnancy test. It's called the lateral flow assay test. And we're in pre-prototype production, so we're still early on, but I've created a website that is devotiontest.com. You can sign up for more information about it. But basically what it would be is a saliva test that a woman can use or a man can use to show the woman that he's in love with is that he's devoted. So if, like, say you're in a relationship, you want to bring it to the next level. You're thinking about having sex with him, but you want to make sure he's really serious. You can use that test to confirm that. Or maybe you've been in a relationship for years, your brain comes back, you're having some doubts, you can reconfirm that he's still in love and committed with you by using that test.
Now, is there a way that you can use the test? You have to let him know this, right?
Yes. Well, I guess okay. if he fell asleep, I guess you could stick it in his mouth and absorb the saliva. He fell asleep with his mouth open.
Now that is funny. Okay, thank you so much, Dawn. I'll make sure I'm definitely going to sign up to get that devotion test because I'd like to see what my baby is doing. I might have to let him snore at night before I really take the test because I don't know if I want him to know. But thank you so much. I appreciate you. So happy that you were able to come on my show. And let's stay in touch. I look forward to growing our relationship, and I'm definitely about to sign up for this devotion test.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dawn. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Ask Stacey J. It is my favorite segment. I know y'all are like, girl, you tell us that every week. Yes, I do, because it is. Because I get an opportunity to connect to you and answer your direct questions, because I know when I was dating, I needed some direction and guidance. So, Justina, who do we have first?
Okay, we have a woman who has been dating a guy, and she says, Stacey, I'm really into a guy. We've been dating for 5 months. And it seems like we're still in the early phases. I want to be more included in his personal life, but he's keeping me at bay. Should I leave the situation saying that he's closing me off, or ask him what's the deal? Am I expecting too much?
Well, communication, honestly. You got to communicate. And he might not, if you have not communicated what you want, especially 5 months is a long time. And if you guys are in the same place and this dating has been consistent, it is the early phases, but 5 months is 5 months. And if you haven't communicated what you want, that's a big problem. That's a red flag, because he may not be clear on what you want. And nine times out of 10, most women are not communicating what they want. The relationship is just moving forward. Oops, 5 months. Ooh, this has been a long time. But have you told him, you know, have you expressed what you wanted at all?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It's not expecting him to deliver it, but it's just literally what you want. So I would say you need to cover and make sure you have expressed your wants. Now, if then at that point you've been with somebody and he is still not giving you what you need and it's been 5 months, then I would say exit stage left, okay? Because 5 months then will turn into a year. But you do have to give the man the opportunity, if you haven't said, this is what I want. And remember, after you say this is what you want, you can't think that it's expecting too much if he doesn't deliver it. You then have to have the courage to exit stage left.
You're right. All righty. Well, that was the wrap up of that one. On to the next one. This woman has been online dating, and she says, I grew up in a very strict home, so I struggle when it comes to how to date. I recently went out with a guy I met off of social media, and he was nothing like what I expected him to be. Should I pull back from the online dating world, maybe try a happy hour? What are your suggestions, Stacey?
Well, you know, I believe in effective dating, and online dating for me is a part of effective dating. Some people think that they're just dating when they just are not effectively dating. They just feel like, you know, when they choose this one direction of the, that's the way they want to date. No, you have to go out. You have to go to expand your territory. You have to do some online dating. And that's just my opinion. Then you have to open yourself up for new and different people. For me, in this situation, I wouldn't stop online dating for one person. I mean, you know what I'm saying? She says, I recently went out with the guy I met off social media, and he was nothing like I expected him to be. Girl, that's him, not the whole community of online daters. So stay online. I do believe if she is only online dating, she's a lazy dater. She wants to just swipe or, you know, click yes or start an online conversation. Yeah, go to a happy hour, you know? And I would say go to the happy hour because you want to go to the happy hour.
Yeah.
Not go to meet somebody, because you might not meet anybody that first time. And then, again, I can't say it enough, expand your territory. If you go to one happy hour, one, like if in, you're in D.C., if you go northeast, go northwest next time. You know, expand your territory. Go to different places, but you can't just offline date, and you definitely can't allow yourself to stop online dating because one guy is nothing like you expected him to be. You know, like, keep dating and make sure you have fun. Make sure you're having fun. Or that you're gonna be exhausted.
All right, that's it for that.
Yay. All right, guys, well, keep listening. And up next, well, you'll see.
All right, so Justina, of course, this is really, I mean, we had fun the whole show, but Tea Time with Tina is my messy segment. I can just get all up in the messy booths and talk and gossip and all that stuff and just say whatever comes up. So, ladies, I am not your coach right now. I am Messy Boots, Stacey J, talking about pop culture and dating. No, I'm serious. I am. I'm your coach. I'm your coach. But I am a little messy doing this segment. What you got, Tina?
Yes. Well, this week, it was brought to my attention that Tyrese was on Instagram, you know, a few weeks ago, ranting and blasting his ex-wife. So apparently they were in a custody battle where he lost custody to his daughter, sole custody. And it caused Tyrese to go on Instagram and have a conversation with his ex-wife in front of all of his followers. And in that conversation, there was some, you know, blasting, calling her bitter while posting pictures of him, his daughter, and his current wife. So, for me, social media just gets to the point where it's like, it's a thin line, Stacey. Like, it's just certain things you don't put on the internet. And Tyrese is that man mogul where everyone loves listening to his music. Why put your business out like this for the world to see? That's just me. What do you think? I mean, I always go to you for advice anyway. So is it okay for a man to call out his ex-wife on Instagram and put their business out?
Oh, gosh. I can say, wow, I'm really shocked that he would do something like that. And not shocked that he would go to Instagram and give us all of the personal, you know, things that he's going through. I mean, Tyrese, I think he was just in the hospital and he let us know he was in the hospital and asked, you know, so what I'm saying. So he usually goes to Instagram and he's just a public figure who involves his private life in his, you know, private life with the public. Now, I don't like any man talking negatively about any woman on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that was his wife, and that's the mother of his child. So I would challenge his topic and that level of, like, it's disrespectful, and it's horrible that he is doing this. And, I mean, it's almost kind of feminine, you know.
Yeah.
I won't say it, but I said it.
Yeah.
You know, men don't do that. Real men don't do that. Men don't go to social media. And, you know, it's kind of like when Jay-Z said he Eric Benet, Beyonce in one of his songs. Well,
yeah.
Now Tyrese and Rob Kardashian.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And you don't want to be compared to Eric or Rob Kardashian. Okay.
Right.
So that is unacceptable. You know that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know what he's thinking right now. And to have something like that documented so that your daughter can look back at it, or people in school can know all of what's going on. I mean, this is a little girl who has to go to school. And people, and honestly, kids are not the nicest of people. And I'm sure she's in a great school with these uppity little kids that basically now they're like, oh, your mom and your dad are going through, and your dad said this about your mom. So now the mom is walking to school to the PTA meeting, and everybody's looking at her like, oh, you're bitter. You know? I mean,
it's not just about him.
Yeah, it's not cool, Tyrese. It's just not cool. It's not cool. I don't like that at all. Yeah.
Okay. Well, on the brighter side of things, we have Kylie Jenner has just announced that she's expecting a child with her current boyfriend, Travis Scott. So this is a new relationship. This is something that's been a couple months, but they've sort of say the two are excited and they can't wait to welcome their new baby in a few months. So I just think Kylie is so young. Like, she's 20 years old, and even with myself being not that much older than her, but 22, I mean, Stacey, is 20 young to have a baby?
The thing is, she's Kylie Jenner. So they operate on a whole nother planet than the other world. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, congratulations, Kylie, expecting a child. If Travis Scott and her break up tomorrow, it's still, she's a Kardashian and she has a great storyline, you know, for this next season. So, you know, I'm sure the baby will be beautiful. It's just another Kardashian having a baby by another black man, as far as I'm concerned. So, and making the end, and you know, having a a new season to talk about it. So, girl, go figure. Yeah. I have no more commentary for that than that. That was already too much. What else?
Well, kudos. Kudos to Kylie and Travis, where I'm sure the baby will be beautiful and healthy. But that's it today for Tea Time with Tina. Check back with me next week to find out who's dating who and who broke up with who.
Hey, another episode. Oh, my God, I love doing this show, Justina. Wow.
Yes, we learned so much. Young, single women out here doing the thing, dating.
Yes, and making better choices while we are dating, right?
Yes.
So what Stacyism do you have today?
Well, my Stacyism for today is you have the power to pick and choose what kinds of personality quirks you're willing to tolerate. And yes, you have to put up with some of the quirks and vice versa, of course. Become clear on which are absolutely no-goes. Recognize what you don't want sooner and be more comfortable cutting it loose to make room for something better. I love this one because it's so hard sometimes to let go. It's so hard. And you have to tolerate something. So I think this is a perfect, you know, Stacyism for those girls out there dating, you know, maybe for the first time, or maybe now they're dating on the right path. So this is my favorite one.
And ladies, you have to know, Justina, this was a good one too. You have to know when, but you also, like I said, you have to know that there are some quirks that he will have to put up with and you will have to put up with. But again, I always go back to your core. Be happy about who you are at your core. Don't try to change anything about you at your core. You are perfect for the right man. It's just, and we talk about this on the show, when you try to fit the square into the circle, you're the circle, and he's the square. It doesn't work. So you gotta make better choices, and you gotta know when to let go, and when there are no go. So, oh my gosh, I love that, Justina. And of course, ladies, as usual, I always close with my 1 million single women empowerment pledge. And hopefully, if you're at home, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to, and if you've committed it to memory, let's say it together. I am a single woman. I am not desperate. I am not depressed. And I'm not just settling for any man who comes my way, no matter how many more women there are to men. I accept love in my life the right way, my way, from a man who deserves me. I love that pledge.
Awesome. I do too.
And I actually, oh my God, it has so much power with it. And hopefully, ladies, you commit it to memory and, you know, you say it daily. And always remember, as we go on this single journey, I am you.
You are me.
And we are one.
All right, ladies. Don't forget to follow us on social media. Go check out Stacy's website, Just Date Girl. All right.
Yes.
JustDateGirl.com. And check out all her helpful tips and advice to help you date efficiently and effectively.
I love it. Effectively. Love it, love it. Bye, ladies.
Bye.
That will conclude this evening's entertainment.
It's time to go.
What? Wait a minute.
We're not going.
Loved this episode of Stacey J Sounding Off? Head over to JustDateGirl.com and subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or TuneIn from our web address. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive free giveaways and invites to Stacey J's events held across the country.